This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Dajjal travels, and he travels around the entire globe, except for Al-Madinah or Mecca, he is not able to step foot in it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a Dajjal arrives to Al-Madinah, عَلَىٰ أَنْقَابِهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ. On every path that comes into Al-Madinah, there are rows of angels. He's unable to come in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيَأْتِي سَبِخَةَ الْجُرْفِ. الدجال, he will come to a flat, plain land that is on the outskirts of Al-Madinah. فَيَضْرِبُ رَوَّاقَهُ. He will place his things and his personal property there, and he will make a tent for himself, and he will remain there for that time. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَتَرْجُفُ الْمَدِينَةُ ثَلَاثَ رَجَفَاتٍ. المدينة will shake violently three times. فَيَخْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ كُلُّ مُنَافِقٍ وَمُنَافِقَةٍ. And every hypocrite, man and woman, and every disbeliever will come out running towards him. You see, what does this teach us? That al-Iman is a means of protection. Because the believers that are inside Al-Madinah, they don't get scared from the violent shakes of Al-Madinah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يدخلها رعب الدجال. There's no fear of a Dajjal within their hearts. So once again, there's the hadith, there's the proof that the one who works on strengthening his Iman remains in Al-Madinah, and he is saved from fitnat al-Dajjal. And the one who did not work on strengthening his Iman, either he's running out and immediately becomes a follower of a Dajjal. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us. So work on your Iman, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Every salat you pray is increasing your Iman, increasing your taqwa. Every charity you give, don't underestimate these matters. They enhance your Iman in ways you don't know and you don't realize. Every visit to the cemetery, every washing of the dead, all these matters are matters that renew al-Iman. Attending the lecture, Allah, this lecture, by the permission of Allah, you will walk away having refreshed your Iman and having increased your Iman. Memorizing the Quran, this is all means in how you refresh and you strengthen your Iman. And I tell you something, wallah, there are people that complain. Until this very day, I can't memorize the Quran. And I say to him, brothers, wallah, there's one thing. If you did many years ago, you'd have finished the Quran by now. And that is, you did not start with one ayah a day. That's it. This is the memorization tip, the number one memorization tip on earth. Start with one ayah a day. You'll finish. Don't worry, man, but you'll finish. That's it. The majority of the ummah haven't memorized because they did not start with one ayah a day. Yani, why I'm giving this? Because this is going to renew this Iman and refresh it and strengthen it. بإذن الله تعالى.